Little Margie, starring Gail Storm and Charles Farrell. Transcribed, Margie's father, Vern Albright, has always prided himself on his tremendous memory. Names, places, and dates have never fazed him. Lately, however, he has become a little absent-minded. This morning, as he was getting ready to leave for his office, he said to Margie,
Oh, Margie, have you seen my vest?
You've got it on.
Oh, so I have. It's a good thing you noticed it, or I'd left without it.
You know, Dad, I hate to mention it, but you're getting a little absent-minded lately.
I am not.
Then why have you got that piece of string tied around your finger?
Oh, I put it there to remember something.
What?
I forget. Oh, I remember now. I put some money in the desk the other day, and I wanted to remember to take it to the bank.
I'll get it. There's no money in here, Dad.
Oh, that's impossible. It was in an envelope. $250. I distinctly remember putting it in the desk. Margie, this looks mighty suspicious to me.
Well, you don't think I took it, do you?
Oh, of course not, baby. Did you?
Dad, are you implying?
Well, I just thought that you might have taken it and forgotten about it. Now, where can that money be?
Did you look in your dresser? Mrs. Odette's listening at our keyhole again, huh?
Well, I wouldn't have to if you'd let me plant a microphone in your apartment.
Now, maybe I did put that money in my dresser at that. Excuse me, I'll take a look.
Dad won't admit it, Mrs. Odette, but he's getting more and more absent-minded. Do you know what he did yesterday?
What?
He forgot his umbrella. And he didn't miss it until he reached up to close it after it stopped raining.
Oh, he's as bad as my third husband, Throckmorton. He was a doctor, you know. When we were keeping company, every time he called on me, he charged me $5 a visit.
Well, the money isn't in my dresser either. Margie, I'm convinced that someone took it.
Oh, it'll turn up, Dad.
Oh, Margie, if you're not busy later, drop over to my apartment. I want to show you a new outfit I just bought.
Another new outfit?
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Odette, you must have a pretty extensive wardrobe by now.
Mrs. Odette, if I'm not being too inquisitive, how much did you spend for your new outfit?
Well, with all the accessories, it came to exactly $250.
Hmm. $250, eh? Well, that happens to be exactly the same amount of money that I'm missing.
Dad, are you implying that Mrs. Odette had anything to do with it? You can't jump to conclusions like that. Before you make an accusation, you'd better weigh the evidence.
Weigh the evidence or weigh Mrs. Odette's? Either way, it comes out
$250. Mr. Albright, for your information, I didn't pay cash for that outfit. I charged it.
Oh, I'm sorry for jumping to conclusions, Mrs. Odette.
Come in.
Hi, everyone.
Oh, hi there, baby boy.
Margie, have I got a surprise for you.
What is it?
Oh, look out the window. What do you see?
The street.
Oh, look, parked in front of the building. You see that car? Of course, it's only secondhand, but it's mine. I just bought it.
There's a peculiar coincidence here. Today, you're able to buy a car, and yesterday, you were as broke as a pickpocket at a nudist colony.
What are you getting at?
When were you in this apartment last?
Last night.
And how much did you pay for that car?
$100.
Well, that lets him out.
Of course, that was without the fenders. They were $60 more.
You better stop before you hang yourself.
And then the headlights and bumpers came to another $40.
He's mounting the scaffold.
Then, let me see. Then the seat covers were another $30.
The noose is getting tighter.
And with the sales tax, it came to exactly $250.
He just sprung the trap.
What's this all about, anyway?
I am missing $250, and now you turn up with a car costing exactly that.
Are you implying that I took your money, Mr. Albright? Mr. Albright, you've stung me to the quick. And I have a very sensitive quick.
Freddie, you talk like an idiot.
I've got to so you can understand me. And what's more, Mr. Albright, I resent your implication.
Freddie, as long as you refuse to explain yourself, I'm forced to tell you that I don't want you to see Margie anymore.
Very well. Margie, I guess there's nothing left for me to live for now. I'd end it all by drowning, except for one thing.
What?
I can't swim.
Farewell.
I think it was wrong to accuse Freddy. He'd never steal. He's got such an honest face.
Is that a face? Honest? Hello, Margie.
Hi, Dad. Have a busy day at the office?
Oh, fairly busy. Say, you know that $250 I thought was missing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I knew I put it in my desk all right, but I put it in my desk at the office.
Well, I'm certainly glad it turned up. Poor Freddy. You accused him of stealing it. Dad, I think you should apologize to him. I'll get him on the phone.
This is the residence of Freddy Wilson, the master speaking.
Oh, Freddy, come out of the clouds. This is Margie.
Oh, hello, Margie. I haven't committed suicide yet. I thought I'd wait until I collect my next unemployment insurance check. Then I can make the next payment on the down payment of my car.
Freddy, Dad found that money and he wants to apologize to you. Here, Dad, get on the phone.
Oh, all right. Hello, Freddy.
Mr. Wilson to you.
Oh, for Pete's sake. Now listen, lame brain. I called up to apologize. Either accept it or not.
Say please.
Oh, all right. Please.
Pretty please?
All right. Pretty please.
The sugar on it?
Now drop dead.
Well, Vern apologized to Freddy, if you can call it an apology. But Margie isn't satisfied with it. She talks the situation over with Mrs. Odets.
I practically had to twist Dad's arm to get him to apologize, and then he hung up on Freddy.
Oh, Freddy'll get over it. Men aren't as sensitive as we women. Now you take my fifth husband, Newbold. Whenever we had a quarrel, he always wound up laughing.
Really?
Yes. Once I threw an axe at him and I thought he'd split.
Odette, you know you never did that.
No, but I felt like it.
Well, I don't think Freddy's over this. It's been 3 days now and he hasn't been around. I'm going to call him.
This is the residence of Freddy Wilson, the unhappy master speaking.
Freddy, this is Margie. Why haven't you been over to see me?
Well, after what your father said to me, I'll never darken your doorstep again.
Well, won't you come over if I ask you to?
Nope.
If you did come over, I'd let you turn the lights down low, sit on the couch next to me, and... hold the wire. There's someone at the door.
I'm sorry I kept you waiting.
Gee, Freddy, I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, me too.
Well, go ahead. Start smooching.
Oh, Mrs. Odette, stop.
Well, if you're too bashful to smooch in front of me, I'll leave.
Freddy, I hope you're not angry with me because of that misunderstanding with Dad.
Well, I could never be angry with you, Margie. You know how I feel about you. Why, I'd die for you.
You're always saying that, but you never do it. I mean, don't ever do it.
But I'm still peeved at your father. I'd like to make him squirm for accusing me the way he did. I'll bet if I ran away somewhere and never came back, he'd hate himself. Like if I joined the Foreign Legion.
Hey, wait a minute. That's it. We'll tell Dad you're going to join because of what he said to you. I'll wager he gets down on his knees and begs you not to.
Hey, that's a good idea. Well, now that that's settled, let's smooch.
Now, Freddy, behave yourself.
Come on. Pucker up.
There.
Oh, Margie, don't you know that kisses are the language of love?
So what?
So let's talk things over some more. I've been so lonesome not seeing.
Mrs. Odets, what are you doing snooping at the keyhole of my apartment?
Oh, Mr. Holbein, I...
Oh, look, eavesdropping.
Oh, you do now? But if you do a little eavesdropping yourself, you'd find out that Margie cooked up a little scheme for Freddy to pretend to join the Foreign Legion so that your conscience will bother you and you'll beg his forgiveness. Me and my big mouth.
So Margie's playing tricks again. Well, I'll go them one better.
How?
Well, there's a fellow just joined my athletic club. His name is Pierre Bovard. He's a Frenchman just over from Paris.
What about him?
Well, I'll get him to pretend that he's a recruiting officer for the Foreign Legion. Then, when Freddy pretends he's going to join, I'll get Pierre to pretend to swear him in. And then I'll watch Freddy squirm. Hello, Margie. Margie, I'd like to have you meet Monsieur Pierre Bovard.
Oh, comment
allez-vous ce soir, mademoiselle? Oh, Monsieur Albright, you have a very charming daughter.
Margie, I invited Pierre over because he's rather lonesome. He doesn't know many people here in this country.
That is right. I have spent almost all my life in Paris.
Well, you must be a regular parasite.
You have your little joke.
Oh, that must be Freddy.
Freddy? Coming here?
Yes, he said he had something important to tell you. Excuse me.
Hello, Margie.
Quick, come on out in the hall. Freddy, there's been a change of plans.
What's up?
Dad knows all about our little scheme and has brought some Frenchman over to pretend to swear you into the Foreign Legion.
Well, how'd you find out?
Mrs. Odette.
Well, what do we do now?
Go along with the gag. Then we'll have the last laugh. Come on. Monsieur Bovard, this is Freddy Wilson.
Good evening, monsieur. Oh,
how are you?
Mr. Albright, I'll be brief. You have cast aspersions on my character, and I intend to forever remove myself from your daughter's life by joining the Foreign Legion.
I'll help you join. My friend Pierre Bovard will swear you in, won't you, Pierre?
Oh, it will be a pleasure. I have the authority. Your name, please.
Freddy Wilson.
Born?
What do you think?
No. When did you first see the light of day?
Well, I was born in Los Angeles, but I never saw the light of day until we moved away.
Well, we will get the details some other time. Raise your right hand. By authority of the power vested in me, you are now recruit number 1234 of the Foreign Legion.
Well, Margie, I'm in the Foreign Legion.
Oh, Freddy, I'm so proud of you.
Oh, Margie, I don't get this. Freddy isn't in the Legion. I just had Pierre pretend to swear him in as a joke to make him squirm.
But he didn't squirm because we knew all about your little joke and played our own joke.
Oh, you Americans always with the jokes. Recruit Wilson, you will find things different in the Foreign Legion.
Oh, but I'm not going to join the Foreign Legion.
Oh, now I will have my little joke. You already have joined.
What do you mean?
I am a lieutenant colonel in the Foreign Legion. And as an officer, I have the authority to swear in new members.
Oh, but you never told me that.
Well, you never asked me.
Then you mean that Freddy is actually recruit number 1234?
That is right!
His little trick has backfired. Poor Freddy has really been sworn into the Foreign Legion. Freddy, of course, is on the verge of a collapse. And Margie and Vern are completely crushed by what they've done. It is now a few hours later.
Freddy, it's hopeless. I talked to Pierre Bovard, and he refuses to tear up your papers.
Look, you people got me into this, and you better get me out.
It won't be easy. We're dealing with a foreign country. Now, Margie, let's go and see the congressman from this district.
What for?
Well, this has an international complication. We have to be careful when we deal with France. The French premier might get angry. Congressman Klingendinger?
That's right, young man, that's right. Congressman Cyrus B. Klingendinger at your service. And what can I do for you two constituents?
Well, I'm Vernon Albright, and this is my daughter Margie. We need congressional assistance in getting a friend of ours released from the French Foreign Legion.
The French Foreign Legion, huh?
Yes. Congressman Klingendinger, the question is, can you do something about it?
Well, now, young woman, since you people have raised the question, I should like to state that it's good the question's been raised. Especially at this time. For this time will never come again. Let's hope this question will never be raised again either.
Please, Congressman, is there any hope at all?
Hope, you ask. Well, now, that involves diplomacy. And the diplomatic picture at the moment does not look too good. It looks diplomatic enough, to be sure, and it is a picture. But, and this is a big but...
Yes,
it does not look too good.
But what can we do?
Do? Why, my dear sir, do you realize the European situation? There are new developments in Yugoslavia, where Marshal Tito has been conferring with his cousin, Marshal Yo-Yo.
I think it's Tito who pulls the strings in this situation.
Naturally. How do you come to me with such a demand when things at home are the way they are? Why, on the labor scene, the strike situation bodes no good. Yesterday it boded no good. Today it bodes no good.
Tomorrow it will bead no good. And the next day it will bid no good.
Egad, woman, you should be in the cabinet. Do you realize what the labor situation is? Why, there's a new interjurisdictional strike in the tiddlywink industry. The winkers say the tiddlers are twiddlers. The tiddlers say the winkers are stingers.
Well, Congressman Klingendinger, I realize all that, but how about our problem?
Oh, yes, now your problem. Well, remember, as the immortal Thomas Jefferson said...
To whom?
Oh, fudge, now it's really complicated. It's not often that a congressman comes face to face with his friends and neighbors. So I want to take this opportunity to tell you that I want farm reform. I want housing reform. I want educational reform.
I want chloroform. Come on, Dad, let's go. Boy, am I glad to be home. What an experience.
Well, what happened?
Nothing. The congressman's hands are tied, and I wish his mouth was.
But this is terrible. I'm due downtown in the morning for my physical.
Physical? Dad, that's it.
What is?
His physical. If he flunks it, they won't take him. And we can make sure he'll flunk it by running him ragged.
Margie, you're sensational. Freddie, take your coat off. Now start doing push-ups. One, two, up, down. One, two, up, down.
Keep it up, Freddie. We'll get you so run down, they'll send you home in an ambulance.
Oh, that's enough push-ups, Freddie. Now hop around on one foot. Up, down, up, down.
Hey, I'm beginning to get tired. Hey, how long are you going to torture me like this?
Freddie, brace yourself. This is going to go on all night.
All night? But it'll put a strain on my heart, all this exertion and no food and nothing to drink. It might kill me.
If you get into the Foreign Legion, you'll wish it had.
Oh, what a night.
Margie, why don't you go to bed now?
No, I couldn't sleep. I'll be worrying about Freddy. I'll wait till he gets back so I can find out whether he passed.
Well, we sure sent him out of here in terrible condition.
I know.
He must have lost about 15 pounds. Oh, the poor kid, his little chest was pounding as if he'd been locked in a room with Marilyn Monroe with his hands and feet tied. it should happen to me. Get out of those ropes.
Well, I don't see how he could possibly pass. He was so...
Hi, Margie. Hello, Mr. Albright.
Well, what happened?
I passed the physical.
You passed?
They said I was in better shape than the recruits they usually get in the French Foreign Legion.
I don't know whether to be sorry for you or sorry for France.
Oh, Freddy, you passed. You passed. Oh, I'm so sorry. I can't stand to see you go.
Kiss me, Margie.
Of course, Freddy.
Kiss me again, Margie. One more kiss, Margie.
Well, Freddy, when do you have to leave?
Oh, I don't have to leave at all. I flunked the mental test. Kiss me again, Margie.
You're not going. And you made me give you all those kisses.
Okay, okay, don't get sore. Pucker up, I'll give them back to you.
Freddy, Freddy, what do you mean you flunked the mental test?
Well, I guess that's what it was. They asked me to count to 20. I started to take my shoes off, and the next thing I knew, I was out in the street.
What? Do you mean to say that you can't count up to 20 with your shoes on?
Oh, sure he can. If they're open-toed shoes.
Freddy, this is the first time I was ever glad that you were a moron. Flatterer. Margie, we're very fortunate that this turned out this way, but it should teach us a lesson. Let's promise never to play tricks on each other again.
I promise, Dad. We'll never play tricks on each other again. So help me, Hannah.
Hey, Hannah, want to bet?
Stars Gale Storm and Charles Farrell, and is based on characters created by Frank Fox and produced, directed, and transcribed by Gordon T. Hughes for Hal Roach Jr. and Roland Reed. My Little Margie is written by Jack Harvey and Lee Carson. Berta Felton is Mrs. Odette, and Gil Stratton Jr. is Freddie. Others in the cast with George Neese and Hans Conried. I'm Roy Rowan.